Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this absolutely terrific Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, if you'd like that information to get a hold of Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's office, just text me LASER, LASER, and you can schedule an appointment. Take advantage of the Trucker Randy discount. Get a two-pack. I believe it's $99. So you can give them a call, get two treatments, see if this works for you. Hopefully it does, and you can experience this pain relief. Man, it is amazing, absolutely amazing what she's been able to do for me and many others. Especially one area is my lower back. As I, like I said, I mentioned to do some yard work or whatever. Man, that lower back, that sciatic nerve went into a spasm. And, man, I could barely walk. It was so painful. I know even Brett Gooding threw out his back. He was lifting and did something and tweaked his back. He was in pain. He went to the doctor. He went to the hospital. Couldn't do anything for him. Just gave him some pain medication. And he absolutely went over there, saw Dr. Gary, got a chiropractic adjustment, had laser light therapy. And I believe he's actually been back a couple of times. And he swears by it. He says, man, this guy and Stacy, what they did for my back was absolutely amazing. So check it out. Just text me LASER and I'll send you the information. One of the stories that we've been watching, we've been following, staying pretty much on top of on a regular basis is the budget process. And just wanted to update you real quickly. There is all kinds of things happening in the budget process in the House side. Senate has already passed their version. The governor has already released her numbers earlier this year. Well, the House hasn't come up with their budget. And they're working on it. They're doing different things. And it's pretty interesting how they are moving forward through these various committees and looking at all the different costs and all the different ways that they might be able to save some money before they submit their budget proposal. Well, one of the things that the school districts came out with yesterday, we read the letter that they are wanting the budget forecast for schools before the statutory requirement of July 1st. Well, it's pretty interesting that the July 1st deadline is not going to happen. According to the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, he's saying that is definitely not going to happen. So it's pretty interesting how this is playing out and how this is going to basically be part of the process. One of the things that came out of the basically the process yesterday with the legislators not back in office, is bills have been submitted to the Secretary of the House as placeholders, basically creating bills that can be then immediately submitted into those placeholders so that they are at least in the legislative process. So it's pretty interesting how that's moving forward, but again, not going to happen. The countdown is already upon us, and it's just simply not going to take place. So we'll see where that goes. Now, one of the things that are being discussed is the process of Washington and the different things that are being proposed by the One Big Beautiful Bill. Well, out of the Mackinac Conference, even if they wanted to, there's no way Michigan's nonprofit and donor organizations can fill the gaps created by the United States House Republicans' Medicaid restrictions. This coming from Kyle Caldwell of the Council of Michigan's Foundation. There seems to be this understanding by some that the nonprofit sector or donors can make up the difference, the gap that's being created to those that potentially could lose their benefits through these cuts. We've done the research. If you give all of the United States donors that are willing to contribute everything that they are cutting, basically would be wiped out within 79 days. Where did he come up with this number? Where did he come up with nonprofits, individual wealthy donors willing to donate to the state of Michigan to replace the money that's being proposed to be cut? How could he possibly come up with 79 days? All that donor money would be wiped out. It's not even logical. You have no idea who would be willing to step forward. In Michigan, we have quite a few wealthy families, wealthy businesses that might be willing to help out. He has no idea. If the DeVos family and others wanted and felt compelled to fund these Medicaid activities, how does he know how much money they would donate? Where did he come up with 79 days, all of it would be wiped out? Whatever. Also, speaking to MERS News Service, in addition to Caldwell, Monique Stanton, president of the Michigan League for Public Policy, President Kelly Kuhn of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. Well, they were interviewed by MERS essentially as an impromptu panel at the Mackinac Policy Conference on May 28th. During the morning of May 22nd, the U.S. approved the One Big Beautiful Bill, a budget reconciliation bill ramping up U.S. border security enforcement, solidifying Donald Trump and the Republicans' tax cuts, and building off of other items that President Donald Trump started in his first term. Finishing off the wall, making substantial cuts to various departments, bureaucratic agencies. Well, one of them being proposed in the bill, which is now in the U.S. Senate, was regarding the money going to the Department of Health and Human Services and how it would impact Medicaid benefits and Michigan's own administration of the program. Now, just so you know, Medicaid is a state-run entity. Every state implements Medicaid its own way. While they get funding from the federal government, I believe it's two-thirds of their dollars comes from Washington, D.C. So it's very, very interesting that they are looking at these proposed cuts and saying, okay, if this does go through the Senate and Donald Trump signs it into law, how are we going to respond to it? Well, under the bill, states would be required to verify the new 80-hour-a-month work, education, or service activities as mandates for able-bodied enrollees. Basically, 20 hours a week to work, go to school, or perform public services in order to maintain the benefits. For those covered by Medicaid, when the state expanded eligibility during Republican Governor Rick Snyder's administration, which was then projected to drop Michigan's uninsured population by almost 50%, eligibility must be redetermined every 6 months as opposed to every year. which is what it was under Rick Snyder's administration. Well, the requirement to document your eligibility more than an annual basis would also lead people losing access to health care simply due to bureaucratic reasons, Stanton said. When we talk about the additional documentation that's needed, we expect the new requirements could cost anywhere from a minimum of $75 million up to $155 million. So basically, we would end up having to pay more simply for bureaucratic measures. Again, where do they come up with these numbers? Ever since Snyder expanded Medicaid back in 2012, when he was governor, Frank Foster was still a state representative for the 107th at the time. Mike Shirky was still a state rep at the time. They passed it that you would have to be eligible and document and be verified every year. So now they're saying that moving it from annual basis to every 6 months would cost $75 million at a minimum, up to $155 million simply to verify with people their eligibility. I'm sorry, people. I just don't buy those numbers. I do not accept those numbers in any way, shape, or form. I've been told by people who are on Medicaid that they get emails instructing them to go into the Medicaid portal and to update their information. They do it online. Then someone in the Department of Health and Human Services looks at this information and redetermines their eligibility. It's that simple. You're telling me for somebody to put their eyeballs on these people's portals, updated information, is going to cost between $75 and $155 million every 6 months. We only have 1.1 or 1.2 million people on Medicaid on the Healthy Michigan program. Food stamps, whatever, SNAP benefits. Sorry, lady, I'm not buying it. We'll finish this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies, by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one today. Just wrapping up this story. The fear mongering that's going on the Democrat side regarding these proposed cuts to Medicaid. Well, it is part of the downsizing of the federal government. It's coming totally out of Washington, D.C. It's not happening just here in Michigan. It's happening across the entire country. And the Senate Democrats supported a resolution in our state Senate chamber advising Congress and the White House to reject any proposed Medicaid spending cuts. Well, on June 4th, just last week, the Senate Health Policy Committee conducted a hearing and gave 2 hours to the discussion about the possible effects of the future plans for Medicaid. Shortly after that hearing, the Michigan Democratic Party touted the hearing. And during the hearing, we talked about it last week when the story came out, was basically the fear-mongering. Well, one of the things that's happening is for more than 15 years, State Senator Mark Huizenga, who had worked in healthcare consulting, working with medical practices, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies, said the issue is that there's a lot of people that have this doomsday scenario mindset that if you make any changes at all, it's going to go all the way to zero. I don't think anybody in Congress is supporting this idea that Medicaid should go to zero. It's a safety net that people rely on. And frankly, I don't expect to see major cuts. He says that the U.S. House Republicans' proposal mostly talks about slowing Medicaid's future growth beginning in 2027. Parts of the challenge is that we don't need to spend as much time worrying about these doomsday scenarios when we're in the mindset of a doomsday event. Back when we had COVID, we didn't prepare for things going to zero, and it doesn't feel like there's any rational mentoring going on in the discussions. All it is fear-mongering at this point. Huizenga went on to say, legislators can and should be responsible for dealing with the budget cuts, but don't create a crisis. I think it's irresponsible for us to say that things are going to go to zero, making people feel like they're going to lose their safety net, when that's not going to happen. Some of them are absolutely dependent upon these services, and those will stay in place. Nobody is going to lose their benefits overnight, number one, and number two, it's not going to be that drastic of a cut. This coming from, again, State Senator Mark Huizenga, who's dealt in healthcare for years, 15 years before he became a politician in Lansing. So, basically, the Democrats, again, going into this fear-mongering mode, wanting everybody to be all worried and concerned, contact your congressman, contact your U.S. senator. Well, first of all, again, I want to reiterate this. This is not just happening in Michigan, folks. These changes are going to affect the federal funding of Medicaid for the entire country. Republicans in Washington did not target specifically the state of Michigan. This is happening everywhere. Now, maybe these Democrats are fear-mongering in other states as well. I don't know, because I don't follow those states. We are laser-focused on Michigan news, Michigan politics, and what these people are saying in Michigan. But everybody needs to calm down, number one. We got to wait and see what happens in the U.S. Senate before it's sent to President Trump later this month. I know the goal initially was for him to sign this bill on 4th of July, Independence Day. So they got a couple of weeks to get this worked out in the Senate. Once it passes in the Senate, it'll go back for a vote in the House to concur with the changes, if any, that came out of the Senate before it's sent to the president for signature. The bottom line, it's going to happen. The main reason, if they don't get this done, the Trump Republican tax cuts from 2017 expire. When they expire, taxes are going up on everybody. Personal income tax, corporate taxes, many taxes are going up if they don't maintain these tax cuts. They had a sunset of, I believe, this summer of 2025. They were put in place for 8 years. They stimulated the economy. They got things moving after COVID. It was a tremendous help to get things moving again. And if they go away, folks, it's going to be a huge tax increase. Could affect the economy. It could affect the stock market. Could have all kinds of ramifications. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted?